Does that have to take a long time? I just want to call your attention to our retreat, which is next Thursday. It's coming up quick, and I kind of came up, I came back from my time off, which is wonderful, by the way. Thank you again for the dinners. I've been enjoying
them. Oh, good.
No idea how convenient that would be until particularly the last couple weeks starting daycare.
You sell on soup via bicycle?
No, dinner at your door.
Outside soup landestand.
So it was what?
We live outside soup landestand.
Yeah. Soup landestand?
Yeah, yeah. So thank you again for that. So we have a retreat next Thursday, and all I wanted to do is just give you the opportunity, if you wanted to, shed some burden. But I did task you with getting back to me, hopefully by the end of the day tomorrow, with your thoughts on what I termed like kind of your top five picks of the good and the bad relative to cases you want to review again or look at again as a group. These obviously need to be completed cases, but we're in the clear with the 2011 stuff. And obviously the point of that, and I think everyone here has been at a retreat. I think the last one, Catherine, was your first one, so maybe it was a little different. But I remember you being pretty vocal then, too, and you were barely a commissioner. So I'm looking forward. We did have unfortunately, a scheduling conflict with Catherine, so we're going to miss her next Thursday.
So.
She's already buzzed in my ear about a couple things. So just visually, I gave you two things, again, in front of you in paper, but I also emailed it to you. You don't have to take it home. And one is kind of like the 2011 year in review.
Yeah.
And that's all the projects we've done, including briefings, which are on the table for discussion if you'd like. And then, of course, just to prompt your memory, this is just a copy of the agenda and just kind of what it looks like. We have kind of a short amount of time to kind of eat lunch and wrap it up by 4:30. And then if people are willing, and I will be, probably end over at Nel Centro for a beverage if that works for people's schedules at 5. Paige is going to query you on some lunch choices early next week, so we could have that provided for you. And then pretty much from 12 to 12:30, I figure people will be settling in and eating. And then about 12:30, I'll kick it off. And I think it can be similar, though. The one other thing I would add as a point of discussion this time, because we're going to do it for the first time in March, is our State of the City Preservation Report. And I tell you, I've been listening to the tapes on the hearings that I wasn't in, and I'm particularly, are we recording? All right. I was particularly heartened by Commission's comments, but also particularly discouraged by the movement of the Yamhill planters.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sure.
It's like, believe me, what was on the record last time is nothing.
It was on the record
last
time, and there are four of us in the room, we have to do it.
So for me, when I heard that and understanding some of the politics that are going on behind that and just things that were said to be done, and the commission was kind of a check mark, but not necessarily a thoroughly considered part of the solution, I think it for me, it reemphasizes why we do need to be in front of city council when we have a moment in a bully pulpit, which is what we have an opportunity to do.
Yeah.
And that's not, again, to lecture council, it's to educate and advocate and let them be aware and have on their mind that, oh, here's these 7 volunteers that dedicate their time twice a month for any number of hours that provide exceptional design advice. Why aren't we tasking them before we get going on this? Someone at the council level should be saying, so have we checked in with Design Commission yet? That should be, it should be automatic. And it may or may not have been deliberate in this last case, given, I think, the way the program was written.
I'm going to presume it wasn't deliberate, and that it's not. It's as you say that we're not top of mind. It seems to me. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No.
It seems to me that when I joined Design Commission, Lloyd and Mike were often asked to go, and Tim were often asked to go, do a lot of extracurricular, sitting in on panels, dropping in on design processes. Yeah, and it's not to say that we would all relish more responsibility on behalf of the Design Commission, but I think for some reason or another, and I don't know if it's just budget cuts or whatever, that tissue has been frayed, and we are no longer part of those many discussions that are going around. Maybe there are fewer of them, or I don't know. I just don't know, but it seems to me that there's less Design Commission presence in those bigger conversations.
I agree, and I think that's a topic of discussion we should discuss as a group together at the retreat, and I think part of that has to do with inserting ourselves where we can, and the retreat is part of that. I could tell you what is different. Also, I do believe that Commissioner Salzman's very much interested in what commission work is and how we do it from the Landmarks Commission as well as the Design Commission. I have a very good working relationship with his staff and him. So I think it's really a matter of, and I do it regularly, is, you know, this is what we do, bring us in early. You know, we have that time and we share the load, relatively speaking. You know, it's not necessarily the chair every time at every place. It's a member of the commission and you report back. Mm-hmm. And that's part of our service, it's part of our duty, and I think that's going to get results. And the letters we write aren't just a letter. You know, they have meaning when they get written because they had to be written. So on that note, on those planters, my question to you all was whether or not you wanted to take this letter to a higher level relative to an open letter to the Oregonian. The tenor of what I heard, I didn't see it, was we clearly are at loggerheads and decisions were made,
right,
and that this was a perfunctory visit with poor Dan toeing the line to talk about planning.
I would, I don't have a problem doing that. I would prefer to see it go to not just the Oregonian, but also maybe the Willamette Week. I think they might be more likely to cover it. Any thoughts?
Well, I'm wondering about, is this a project, and there's two things about it. Yes, nothing happened. If we don't say anything now about it, it won't make a difference in the future. But is this of the scale that warrants that right now?
Well,
it's kind of each side of that.
I would argue that it's while the project itself is a small project, mm-hmm, it's a huge scale for the City Rail.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a unfortunate solution.
What's the exactly wrong solution?
It's, well, the story there is that it's 18 city blocks of not very lovely planters in response to a constitutional issue,
mm-hmm,
which was that they can't, the sit-lie ordinance that was written was deemed unconstitutional. I did a little bit more research into it after haranguing the poor project manager from PBOT about sit-lie. You know, as currently written, we can't do that. So they're doing something that we feel uncomfortable about a lot of times when, you know, think about the awnings in Old Town and things like that. You know, people making design decisions that because they're uncomfortable with the way their sidewalks are being used. You know, and doing things to the sidewalks that are sort of blunt and not well thought out. I mean, the problem with those planters is that they're completely artless. There's going to be 18 blocks of them,
mm-hmm,
and they're precedent at that point.
And they're going to be
they become part of standard street furniture at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
pretty big.
It's going to be there
a lot of stuff. Yeah. So.
Although I do agree that you got to be judicious of when you go your way around, and Oregonian.
True.
A lot of people, I mean, it's pretty important to this group,
uh-huh,
and then a little larger group than that, but by and large, a lot of people downtown just want less homeless people sitting in front of the store. End of story,
exactly.
And so if you write an article,
we don't have any control over it. We wouldn't write the article, that's the thing.
Or, I mean, yeah, exactly. Just what the Design Commission wants to say this, and then I think a lot of readers were like, well, what are they saying?
Right.
So we just have to be careful when you do that.
I think that's a very huge point, because any message you give over to the media is their message at that point.
Oh, absolutely.
And so it might be better,
it becomes more about
conflict, in my opinion, kind of thing.
Yeah. Or
in our opinion.
Well,
internally correct it with the city council or correct,
right,
the group. I mean, you've got to work those channels again to reinforce that.
Well, the question before us is actually, do we want to do anything more to, I don't think our letter is going to stop those planners from happening.
So
do we just
go to city council and basically read it for the record?
Well, or say, here's the issue. We felt this was so important. We wanted to kind of, I think that's a better, it's just more direct, it's more honest.
That's true.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So go ahead.
You don't happen to have a hearing schedule for that, do you?
No. What you can do with that, you can just ask to testify, and you get 3 minutes.
I know. At the next council hearing.
Yeah, it would be like on a Wednesday. I think it's Wednesdays or Thursdays.
Okay.
If you ever want,
I'll go with you.
All right.
Whatever.
All
right. We'll all go.
Yeah. All
And what, in town, I will. If I'm in town, I will.
Yeah.
I'm busy, lady.
I can't do anything until after the 24th of January, but that's
okay.
Cool.
So what I would.
At what point, when are these supposed to be installed, though? So that's the other thing. I mean, that's why I was kind of worried about me being in town.
Well, as far as I know, I mean, it just seems like they've already been designed, and they put a pause on just ordering the design
until
they came here, and now you wrote a letter.
Right.
To my knowledge, I think they're still getting ordered.
Yeah.
As designed.
Well, I guess that's
who designed them.
Is there a chance we can get?
ZGF.
Yeah. Is there?
ZGF.
They sent nobody. There was one guy from Peabot, and I will continue to say this on the record. I think it's embarrassing, and that's why I asked us to CC Patty Tillett. I was like, why wasn't there somebody from the Urban Design Department and ZGF down here defending their work?
Yeah.
So there's a couple moments. My sense is, it's moving forward. The ship sail.
Well, but if they haven't ordered them, yeah. I guess that's what my question is: can we find out? I mean, if they're ordering them
until
2 weeks from today, then we
the
need to be able to get
there,
it there a week from now. I guess that's and kind of prioritize it.
I agree with Tessa. They haven't ordered them.
Who is ZGF designed them?
There's no name on it other than ZGF. The thing is that I mean, the city of Portland has ordered things before that they haven't used. See two giant covers for the reservoirs, I think, up either Washington Park or Mount Tabor. I think they went on eBay. These planters could be integrated into a park somewhere.
But we're
going to be
better
off
getting to them before they order.
Of course. My point is that until they are sitting on the bus mall, I think it's still a live issue.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a live issue until those things are ready.
Yeah, let me figure out the next step on that.
Okay.
And then what I can do in that email, if they haven't been just yet,
Yeah.
I'll give you instructions within that email on how to testify.
Okay.
Which is really just mailing in, and then you're on the docket, and
right.
You might be before the person that says there's aliens coming to Portland, and or after that
right.
person. Nevertheless, you'll have that moment.
And whether it's me or somebody else, you're going to need to be prepared to be absolutely flamed by the mayor
sure.
the meeting. But, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, it's just if it's his issue.
And it's a precursor, and you'll be on the docket, and part of that can be, you know, we felt this was time pertinent.
However,
we do look forward to kind of getting into some other larger issues of design on March 28th when we bring to you our State of the City Preservation Report.
Yeah. Right.
And I think it'll be important that you're here representing the Portland Design Commission.
Right.
Did you say there's aliens coming?
I've been there early. There's some interesting testimony. I'm just saying. It's anything goes first time.
It's open mic at the city council.
Pretty much.
You haven't enjoyed that yet. Well, then you need to go.
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
I nominate you.
So,
can we
stay in our tap dance? Sure. You could tap dance. It might get you further.
Or more time, at least.
Yeah.
So I think we're wrapping up. So if when you have time, if you can by the end of the day tomorrow, pick your top five. I'm going to throw together the rest of those projects, and what I'll do is put together some images, and we'll have a stimulating afternoon of design discussion, lunch, validated parking tickets, and beverages afterwards.
Back up a second. I wasn't here for that hearing. But I guess I'm trying to wonder what the difference is, or identify the difference between a group that comes in and, you know, says we're halfway through design and wants your input, and Peabot, et cetera, any of the city agencies come in. We give them our input, and they do nothing, because they don't necessarily have to come back after that, right? So I'm just kind of, what's the difference between that group? They're more polite, basically. The timing is better, but the outcome could be, like, let's say they had come in with that, during the 50% design, and we said, gosh, that's horrible, blah, 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 and they said, well, we're going to do it anyway. It's basically the same thing that the trash people did.
It's just as annoying.
The recycling people didn't change one thing about that, right?
Well, I think, David, I think that's a good point. And I think this is a retreat-worthy topic, and it's fine having it again. I mean, essentially, the difference is you have land use cases, which the Design Commission has legal authority. We make a nexus. It's grounded in design guidelines, and it can be denied or approved. And the appeal body in that case is typically city council, unless you're here on appeal. The other cases in the right-of-way, in the public right-of-way, often have to do with what we call non-standard improvements. Standard improvements in the right-of-way are stuff blessed by the city engineer. The process to get to be a standard improvement, whether you're light poles in the River District or scoring patterns or bench styles, is coming through the Design Commission for advice.
Mm-hmm.
Not authority, it's for advice.
Right.
That's an intergovernmental agreement where it's deemed that the design commission is worthy and has the expertise to advise on these issues. PBOT, of late, is getting better about bringing these projects in early and often to have these conversations. And I think there's...
This case is exceptionally...
Well, and again, I think this one is grounded in some things where things were known and we knew what you'd say, and we don't care anyway because this is what I want to do. You know, the guidelines for the planners are the exact opposite of what the commission was concerned about for all the reasons you discussed in that hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was... I think it's why only Dan was here.
Right.
I think they knew exactly what they were walking into.
The end of hearing, it was Dan. There was no design team here. The project is very poorly conceived, and it came very late in the process. We were basically told, you're the last stop. We're going to order them next week.
Right.
And to be told that, it's right, like, why are you wasting our time?
That's exactly the same thing that happened with the recycling containers on the mall.
Uh-huh.
We've already ordered 180 of these.
Right.
And that is something where...
And those don't work.
That is, and part of that is my charge in hammering on these other bureaus to say that this is a part of our process.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's not grounded in kind of the more legal work that we do relative to private property. Well, that's part of our coordination efforts.
And the actual irony and hypocrisy of that is we make every private developer with a D come in, but the none of the public agencies have to conform to any kind of... They can do whatever they want?
I don't know if it's not whatever they want. I think it's collaborative, and relative to what the Design Commission can do about it,
right,
is shaking the stick and testifying and saying, look, this is a part of... We are supposed to work together. This is our charge, and this is what we're doing. That's developing relationships. That's developing advocacy. That's commissioners sitting in on other meetings with other bureaus and educating and advocating for what we do and why we do it here. And it's not just private property. It's the city at large. It's the public realm. It's the reason why we testified on wind turbines and other features even outside of design districts when Recap 5 came through.
You're right, David. It is a little ironic. It almost should be flipped. It almost should be all the public comes through this, and the private entities will just do whatever you want, have that be organic and have the fabric be worked out through kind of a design commission.
It's just not consistent, is it?
Yeah.
To me, it doesn't seem consistent.
It could work better than the way it works. Yes, I agree.
Yes, okay.
Right. Speaking of being a little collaborative, and should we sign up for more time, but is there a process or a time when we should insert ourselves more into what the different agencies are doing?
I think that's part of what we reach out to do.
Mm-hmm.
And just say, you know, I hear you have a meeting, we're gonna join you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the kind of thing where we need to have an open line of communication, and I shake the stick from where I can shake the stick, and we all do our own parts in those different ways. I have a very good relationship with PBOT. Mike, I think you're going to see a turning with Parks relative to Mike Abadi becoming the director. It's already, I just got out of a meeting relative to the, if you remember, the pump station in Willamette Park. It's funny, I was wondering the same thing. There was a lot of concern relative to Design Commission's substantial concerns for the state of that project and the way it was designed. They're coming back with a revised project. It has two materials, glass and concrete. It's turned 180. But that's turning all kinds of heads upside down because they got pretty far along the line with their PAC group committee design project that they're going to circle back in. And you'll probably see them maybe February or March in a second DAR. And I think you're going to like the project. It needs more add-ons. It needs a little help, but that's what the DAR does. Evaporated. I'm not sure where it's at. It's kind of thrown back.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it was the attitude on this,
yeah,
and the incredible, just how poorly done this design was.
Yeah.
Just the combination of. And then there's this layer, the icing on the cake, is that it's politically sensitive. There are retailers downtown who have council's ear, and as well they should. They live with those sidewalks every day, and I totally understand their frustration with how hard it is to have a nice, warm, inviting downtown when there are people, you know, cursing and spitting and carrying on and sitting on the sidewalk in front of your store. I don't doubt for one second that that's frustrating and hard and that there needs to be a solution to it. I just know that what they're proposing is not the solution to it. So,
well, and I had to just love that it gets presented as we're trying to promote retail.
I know, and they're building this,
how
like
does this
berm.
Promote retail? I mean,
you know,
like,
yeah.
What it is, they're trying to stop that.
Right.
You know, the whole spin was.
Well, and I think, so let me just to belabor a little bit longer. To give you a for instance, one of the reasons why we have a representative from the Regional Arts and Culture Council on the commission, and why we also have a designated commissioner from the Landmarks Commission on the council when they are doing a RAC-approved art piece in a historic district, which is otherwise exempt from historic review, is to insert that influence that has that expertise. And I think that's where maybe we need to be strategic and other groups that we need to sit on or reach out to or regularly poke.
Right. And we made a fuss about the last Portland Loo sighting, and we should have, and it spawned a conversation where it sounds like they're putting the Loo in the park.
I can update
down
that,
at the field.
The Loo's going in Fields Park.
So,
and in fact, Brett Horner of Parks just told me in the same meeting, he was telling me about the pump station was, the bids came in so well, they may build their own restroom anyway in the middle of the park.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know,
so
I mean, speaking up sometimes works for this commission, and I think in this case, it isn't, and it's deeply frustrating to this commissioner because I think that it this is more than just one little bathroom across the street from or across the way from a church. It's, you know.
Oh, and well, I can update you on that too, since we're going there. The blue across from the church went away,
okay,
and they tried to put it in the South Park blocks.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
To commission's advice, they didn't want to put it in the right of way. And they didn't want to put it on a cross axis with the park. They want to put it on a linear axis with the park. Well, if you put it on a linear axis with the park next to the sidewalk, it gets in the tree root zones, and you got to take down a tree to put in a loop.
Right.
So probably what's going to happen is it will still be on a linear axis. It won't be in the park. It'll be in the right-of-way. So we've moved away from the church as main entrance. We're not in the park, but we're next to the park. We kind of still have the same right-of-way adjacency. But when you look at the problem, what's the lesser evil? I mean, we sure as heck ain't taking down one of the parallel trees running up and down an 1864 historic park.
Right.
It's my vote. Take one of those trees.
So I never. My point in that is, the Loos are a very good example of a multi-jurisdictional headache.
Yeah.
And that. Yet here's the design commission that has an opinion also.
Right.
So these bureaus are trying to get jobs done, and how
that
we see that message is key.
Yeah. And having them come back and go, you know what, this is the only place in downtown Portland where we can put this bathroom.
And what I would say
okay,
is one of the big reasons why that's happening is we have an advocate that's now the director of parks that gets it.
Right.
And so for the areas that we don't have that, we need to...
Mike Abate.
He was with the Gresham Design Commission.
Yeah,
the bridge to Milwaukee, the kind of Art Deco thing, That didn't come through here at all.
It's not in a
what?
D. I don't think it's in a D at all. The solid replacement.
Which one?
They mushed around the zoning lines. It wasn't as D overlay as we thought. It actually on this one, it's going to end up being a type 2 because it's outside of Central City, and you'll kind of like this similar to the Portland Milwaukee Light Rail, where we technically only reviewed the west half of the bridge. The zoning lines as they lay out is we're actually going to review only the southeast quarter of the bridge. Because that's in D overlay.
Which bridge are you talking about?
The Selwood Bridge, the replacement.
They came through.
As briefings, yes.
Yeah, right.
And advice was taken.
No, I'm
and
talking about the bridge not over the river, but just going north to Milwaukee, this Art Deco with those sharp points. And
oh, on MLK,
excuse me.
99E bridge.
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
That's not in a D
no.
either,
oh,
right?
That one.
It's outside.
Oh, yeah.
We never saw that one.
That's ODOT.
That is
yeah,
horrible.
We don't have any
it's funky.
Jurisdiction
yeah,
around
that
anything.
Is and the way they did the drainage of it, you go over.
Yeah, what is
it's because it drains,
bridge?
Each section drains its own instead of.
Yeah, but why do that?
I don't know. It's really weird. You're like,
feels like it's already collapsed.
Right. So I have maybe a suggestion. If we want to strike the middle way with maybe the mayor in this thing is, much like the Loo, where they built the Loo at the bus station and it was a pilot project for a year or more before they did another one, mm-hmm. is maybe say, look, you know, we support the intent of this, but let's test it.
Yeah.
Let's do a block, you know?
Not with those planners.
Well, it's better than
having
18 blocks of them. And then if they fail, you take it out. But otherwise, I don't know how much we're going to impact things, but
Well, I think one way to skin that banana, Catherine, is to say, we don't love the design,
Right.
Somebody did. Downtown retailers and the mayor got together and decided this was the best solution for that space, and we respect their decision. But we're asking that they take an approach where they try them out and see if it really is the solution we need rather than plonking them down in there. And so kind of getting to what you're
They'll
saying.
They'll never come back up.
I know.
You might as well not bother talking to them.
Just one. Yeah. Put one up.
Just one.
In the most egregious area, put it up.
Right.
And let's just see what happens.
I'll support that.
Well,
okay.
You support all 18 then, is what you support.
I don't.
Because you're not going to get.
They're going to put all 18 in if they want to put them in. And once the one goes up, it's not coming back out, and it's horrible. And it's the wrong solution.
So you'd rather see 18 up.
It's the wrong solution.
I'm agreeing with you.
I agree. I totally agree it's the wrong solution.
You don't start out by caving.
We didn't. We wrote a letter saying no. But
they already caving.
When the fight is gone.
It's not gone.
Then you don't think so.
No.
All right.
So I will look into see whether they technically be in order. But again, given Gwen's point, it's still there on the ground. There's still opportunity to object.
There's still eBay.
So it seems like we can. I think that would be excellent testimony and actually probably be amusing.
Except to the mayor. Wasn't
it, he's going out anyway.
I know.
Yep. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
November?
Yeah.
What?
Thanks, you guys.
November 1. Questions?